With their signatures on the election certificates, the Florida Elections Canvassing Commission put an end to some hotly contested races. The commission is made up of Governor Rick Scott, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, and Secretary of State Ken Detzner. Their certifications made President Obama's 29 electoral votes official, with his final share of the Florida vote at 50.01%. Detzner says the results included unofficial returns from St. Lucie County, which was still recounting some votes when Sunday's state deadline passed. St. Lucie was the only county not to get its returns filed in time.
If St. Lucie County had timely submitted its retabulated returns, those returns would not have affected the ultimate outcome of any race and would not have placed any race within the margin of a recount.
St. Lucie County is part of U.S. Congressional District 18, a race that Republican Alan West eventually conceded to Democrat Patrick Murphy. Initial results showed Murphy won by less than 1%. The St. Lucie returns show Murphy with 50.28% and West with 49.7%. Both candidates had raised millions of dollars and outside groups had poured in even more to back them. West, a one-term Tea Party-backed congressman, is giving up his seat to Murphy, who at 29 years old is the youngest current U.S. representative. West had tried to get a judge to make all counties in the district recount their votes, but with each retabulation, Murphy's margin of victory grew. Finally, West conceded on Tuesday morning. Governor Rick Scott said Murphy had won fair and square.
That's what all the numbers show.
But Scott said the system needs to be improved. On Election Day, there were reports at some Miami-Dade precincts that voters stood in line for up to 6 hours. Other precincts in Lee County had to order more ballots midday, and others reported understaffing. Scott says he's asked Secretary Detzner to meet with election supervisors around the state and come up with a reform plan.
I want to make sure everybody feels comfortable getting out to vote. Of course, I want everybody to get involved in elections. I tell everybody in my talks, go vote, register to vote if you have the right to. I'm glad we have the safe database, as you know, to make sure that if your vote's not going to get diluted.
Scott won access to the immigrant database after fighting the federal government in court. It was part of Florida's controversial voter purge that ended up identifying more than 200 non-citizens for removal from the state rolls. Add to that the Florida law changes that cut down the number of early voting days, and many advocates and lawmakers were crying voter suppression in the months leading up to the election. But Secretary Detzner says he's not ready to blame the election day problems on the shortened early voting period.
We're going to look ahead, see what we need to do to fix the issues, whether it's an appropriation from local governments, whether it's a suggestion of appropriations from state government. Clearly, people waiting in line is not an acceptable standard for our elections process, and I don't fix blame. I'm looking for solutions.
Detzner says the election supervisors are still collecting data, and he expects to give a full report to the governor sometime next year. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jessica Palumbo.